MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first annual More Like Radio Roast. Thank you. Tonight we are honoring my co-hosts and dear friends, Royce and Marie Lopez. As everybody knows, Royce and Marie, not only very good friends of mine, but they are also the founding members of the award-nominated and very successful Hippo Juice show, and also three-fifths if you count Royce, founding members of the very successful internet radio broadcast site. Sorry, I'm drunk.
Excellent elevator speech.
Want to try that again?
No.
MoreLikeRadio.com is founded by these guys, basically. So let's give it up for Royce and Marie. But before we get into man voice and Dr. Robotnik body, let's talk about a few more people that happen to be on the staff. Mitch and Sherry, thanks for showing up and postponing slaughtering of endangered animals. Ashley from Antisocial Gaming Radio is here tonight. Yeah. Ashley, you big, sweaty, lumbering oaf. Watching you lug around like you have cement in your shoes makes me think that Monty Python's History of Silly Walks was a documentary of the way Brits walk. A few other people weren't here tonight. Marianne, unfortunately, she wasn't here tonight. Thank God. Thank God. Marianne, I know you're listening to this later, but you foul-mouthed hussy. You should be ashamed of yourself. You are to female comedy talk radio what women are to comedy talk radio. The next time I want to hear two middle-aged hens talk about the genital warts, I'll tune into the Red Show. Seriously, though, Marianne, we love you, and we're going to miss you. And speaking of gross pussies that should have been shot at birth, Joe Collette is here tonight. Joe, you look like your voice. Awful. Seriously, what happened to your body? You look like a breech birth that got pulled out by its chest. Were your parents Pete Sampras and a sea monkey? Joe just put out a prank call album recently, and it was very funny 10 years ago. Crank Yankers and Jerky Boys were planning on suing Joe for this, but they listened to it and quit the prank calling business because of fear of being associated with this mushy hack. So without further ado, here's your first roaster for tonight, Joe Collette, everybody. Woo!
Thank you, Roastmaster Dutch. Somebody get him a fucking throat lozenge. Asshole. First, I don't want to be that mean, like that asshole Dutch. I want to be nice. All right, I just want to thank Royce and Marie for coming out, making the big long trip. I know it was long. I know it was expensive. Good thing we only do these once a year. If we did them twice a year, Royce would have to get a fucking job. Seriously, it was a long drive from their beautiful home in Orlando, or as I like to call it, the More Like Radio homeless shelter. Hi, Sean.
Right here, bro.
Hi. Thank you, Dutch, for being the roast master tonight. Not sure if anyone saw it before the show. Dutch had to blow into the mic before it became operational. And by the way, we're all professionals here, so I'm assuming everyone has turned their phone on silent. If there's any beeping, it's just Dutch's ankle bracelet. Don't worry about it. The only thing sadder than Dutch's drinking problem are Mersh's Facebook posts. Oh my God, you guys, I'm in a crisis. What do I do? Oh my God.
Too soon.
Actually, Mersh couldn't be here tonight because he's too busy panhandling in front of a police station. A lot's been going on with More Like Radio recently. There are rumors of Hammy taking over for More Like Radio's position as talent manager. but even he can't fit
wrong
the
person, shithead.
But even he can't fit the entire cast of the Red Show's cocks in his fat mouth at once. So we're still looking. There's always been that rumor that all guys from England are gay, but Ashley is here to disprove that rumor and show that some are just named faggots. Ashley was born with a girl's name, but he totally makes up for that by collecting Pokemon dolls and sleeping with a Sonic the Hedgehog pillow, further perpetuating the fact that you're a big bitch. If you took all the manliness out of Ted Nugent and replaced it with Asperger's, you would get Mitch Heil. I'm so happy Dennis is here. He showed up late, but he's here. It's so great to do radio with Dennis. He starts out every sentence very confidently. Then after about three words, he just starts to crumble and give up, much like his homeland. I had a lot of fun last night with Dutch. He stopped by my studio for my show. I'm not sure why we call him Producer Dutch at this point. The last time he produced anything, the Fifth Circle was relevant. The only thing Dutch has produced in the last year are license plates. Congratulations to Punchy, who can now board a Southwest flight with just one ticket. His weight dropped almost as rapidly as his career in comedy. The secret to Punchy's weight loss is simple. Sean's AIDS cock. No, I'm kidding. It's actually, what was it, DDP?
Yeah.
DDP. Unlike D's diet of DP. That's really about it. I want to thank you guys. Seriously, Royce and Marie, you're fucking amazing. Thank you for coming down tonight. I love you. I want to kiss you, but we're too far away. Here's your Roastmaster Dutch again.
Give it up for Joe Collette, everybody. Our next roaster for the evening. Sorry, he's short. Is Sean Waters. Sean, you wacky, wavy, inflatable, arm-flailing tube man come to life. I don't even know why I'm bothering roasting Sean, because Joe and Sean are essentially the same person. Any kind of a joke that I can... Sorry, hold on. Sorry, Hemi. Of a joke that I can make for Sean and Joe would basically be the same thing. You both are the same sunken-chested, retard-faced, horrible radio voice person. The only difference between you two is your hair color. You two are the Ryu and Ken of More Like Radio. So without further ado, let's bring up Sean Waters.
Oh, holy Christ. That was fantastic, Dutch. I'm so glad that you're reading from a piece of paper, even though you are illiterate. No, stumble on your words more. That's what I want you to do. I'm just trying to be mean to him today. That's really all I wanted to do. No, we're here to talk about people that are important to this station. They do a whole lot of work. We're here because they brought us here. And I'd like to thank Dennis and Mitch for all of that hard work. You guys do great work for this station, and we really appreciate that. Dutch really blew me up there, comparing me to the incomparable Joe Coletta over there. I mean, yeah, we do have the same meth-type build, sunken chest, and awful sense of humor. But other than that, we're really, you know, not that similar, except for the big cocks. And Joe, can I touch your cock? That's really all I want to do. Can you pull your cock out?
No.
No? All right. Well, I'm done. Punchy's here, everybody. We all talked about the... Nobody's that excited to see Punchy. Stop it.
I'm not even that excited to see me.
I don't blame you. Jesus Christ. What is this? Is this a real... What? I'm breaking everything. I hope the merch mug breaks. It would be just like Merch's career broken. Let's see. Speaking of you know, talentless comedians, Punchy's here. Punchy, I'm very proud of you. You did lose a whole bunch of weight here. It's really fantastic. DDP yoga, good time. You now not only can you see your cock, but you can also suck it. Which is probably the most action you've ever seen. But speaking of nobody getting action, Ashley came all the way from the UK. Yeah! Thank you for coming out here, Ashley. We had a lovely discussion about Charmander versus Bulbasaur at dinner. It was great. I was able to hook Ashley up with a couple of 14-year-olds that I frequent oftenly. They have the same interests. It'll be a good time for him. No, but we're all here because Royce and Marie basically are the greatest people that I've ever known. I've known Royce 16 years, basically my entire life that's mattered. And he's always been the best friend. He's always been a guy that's had my back, even though nobody should really have my back. But Royce does, and Marie indulges him for some reason. But no, they're the greatest people, and I couldn't ask for better friends in the whole world, and I love you guys. I'm glad I could be here with you. So woo! Thanks for having me.
Up for Sean, everybody. All right. Our next roaster is a good friend, Mike Punchy Falcone.
Yeah.
Mike, you bearded cabbage patch doll. As second Mike, you do to your show what highway rumble strips do to scooters. When I hear you speak, I want to pee on you angrily while I call you Asian slurs. I know that doesn't make sense, but just you make me feel that way. So without further ado, here comes Punchy Falcone.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Fuck that Punchy guy. I hope his next selfie is in an Afghan cave. Mitch and Sherry, good to see you guys again. Anybody else scared for the wildlife populace if those two ever break up? Hey, Mitch, what'll happen first? Gray State, the feature film, or hashtag Tampa Takeover? Speaking of Mersh, inmate 123556, you know, Mersh, he couldn't make it today or this weekend, but the Mersh mug is here. The big difference is the mug's going to draw more money. And let's face it, the mug is probably better equipped to take over cities in Florida. Mersh, you may be my boy, but your Facebook statuses are starting to be way too similar to Joe Coletta post-breakup. Judge, hey, buddy. Glad to see JJ could at least spring for the most disliked member of 360 on 420 to join us. I like Judge, though, because he has a higher approval rating in MLR than two of my former co-hosts. Hi, D. What's up? I can't be too mean to D, because her Facebook newsfeed has given us more material on these two than their entire history of radio. And I'm glad you're here, but I wish the other fifth mic for Dutch and Royce is here, the D-Lek.
What? Robot D. Robot D.
Oh. Hi, Ash. What's going on, buddy? I wish you had a dog at your house so Appa could become a hump pillow for the week. How do you have that accent and not get laid? Holy shit, like if I had that accent, I'd be getting laid way much more than you would be, which is probably once or twice, but still. Dutch has been called many things. Drunk, angry, picky, unable to do anything involving a human emotions. You know, stuff like that. There's no punchline. I'm just describing Dutch. I always wondered why Dutch was so angry until I realized it's all the pent-up anger from being the 12th prettiest Van Wingerden child. Hide your daughters, lock up your stairwells. Dutch is in Jersey, son. Western Echo, what can I say? Can somebody tell Dennis that he can actually do his roast set on the microphone and not in chat? I mean, shit, Dennis, you're quieter than me and student during Royce and Falcone. I'll take it, whatever. Dennis's car playlist is weird for me because it sounds way too much like a 14-year-old being finger-banged at a party by Sean.
Jesus.
That happened one time.
Once is enough.
That's what she said.
We'll swap MP3s later. Ah, Sean, you big goof. How do you feel after the arc reactor was removed from your chest? You really do have the worst genetics to be a pedophile, Shaggy. Hey, let's face it, though. I'm waiting for the next fourth party, episode, because let's face it, waiting for that is kind of like your family waiting for you to show direction. Did somebody say One Direction? Oh! Joe Coletta. Ah, it's great to have the third mic of the Cousin Joe show in studio. Joe was way too excited for this roast because he's never been able to damage this many relationships due to what he says on air before.
You said doo-doo.
Doo-doo. How horrible a person do you have to be when I'm better suited for a human relationship, Joe? Joe is a success now. He's got a prank call CD. Vincent. Was Tony McGinnerson taken, Joe? Hammy! Holy shit. Don't seem too happy. Why so serious? XM. Oh, man, Hammy. Seriously, though, I guess that network demanded the ham. Me. Seriously, Hammy, I think you need to start working out like Royce and I, because if you eat too many carbs, arches crumble. Royce and Marie. Holy shit, Royce. You look like a boss battle in Double Dragon. I don't know what scares me more, the dildo Marie showed on Dutch and Royce, or the thought of Sean mistaking it for his bong. Once or twice. Again, still enough, Sean.
I don't know. It's only weird when he tried to smoke weed through his ass.
That's normal for Sean. Is anybody else creeped out by the fact that Royce is suddenly fat shaming? Marie, don't listen to that meanie head Dutch calling you a horrible person. He's only pointing that out for everybody, that secret, because he has no soul.
Aww, but it's true.
That's the point. But seriously, thank you guys. You guys have been one of the best owners that I've had to deal with on a station. So, and you guys are great friends. So thank you very much. I'm going to go while I'm stumbling with compliments. Thank you.
Woo! Yeah. Give her a punchy! All right.
Our next roaster for the evening. It's a good-looking hamster over here. Hammy, okay, I know a lot of people have been making, they're going to be making a lot of horrible jokes for you. A lot of people are going to say that you're a fat, unfunny, fat, rambling, fat, OCD, fat, fatso. But what a lot of people don't understand is that you have a hard time pronouncing the letter G. I don't know if you guys have listened to the show, but seriously, ask him to say the word legging before the end of the night. It's the same as trying to ask a deaf person to say the word legging. Great career choice there, buddy. Anyways, your next roaster, Ham Hamill. Woo!
Yes. Thanks a lot, Dutch. Joel here is quite possibly the least competent owner in the history of owning anything. The last time Dutch produced anything entertaining, Punchy weighed 100 pounds more than he does now, and Mersh actually did a show. George W. Bush had more support from New Orleans after Katrina than you do as an owner of MLR. I would say Ryan and Mersh are better owners than you, Joel, but unlike you, at one point, Ryan and Mersh actually gave a shit about More Like Radio. Punchy's here, everybody. Let's give a hand for Punchy. Good job, buddy. Punchy, fuck the haters. I'm actually proud of you for losing all that weight. I'm even more happy that there will be less weight on my back as I carry you through brain stew for the rest of the weeks. You calling yourself a stand-up comic is like me calling myself a record producer. It doesn't exist. Doing free unpaid gigs in front of friends doesn't qualify as being a stand-up comedian, just so you know.
Also doesn't qualify to be a producer.
Exactly, my point. Joe Coletta's here, everybody. Joe, how does it feel that every single woman in your life eventually hates you and wants nothing to do with you? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just asking you a serious question. You creep out women so much, I don't know if you just suck at picking up women or you're planning to be a future plot on Law & Order SVU. I really can't tell the difference. Your life is in such shambles, I would actually listen to P-Rock from The Red Show for life advice over you. I mean, you can always distance yourself from us, want no involvement from MLR anymore, and message us for money like Mersh did. Now, hold on. I wasn't going to roast him because he's not here. But Jesus Christ, can Mersh either get back with MLR or go away forever? The only time he wants to be associated with us and act like our friend is when he wants our money. He's not a friend. He's a church. Mersh is just like John Taffer, everybody, only minus his success, fame, fortune, and likability. Mersh has taken over Tampa? You know it's sad when the mix has a bigger pull than Tampa than you do. The only thing that someone fails at more than Mersh in the strip club business is Joe Coletta in relationships with women. Now, we're all here tonight for our pals, Royce and Marie. Let's give them a big round of applause like they need it. Royce, you look fantastic, pal. Too bad whatever you lost in your weight, you gained in your ego. Woo! Your ego is so big and out of control, even the Red Show people are telling you to relax. You're getting in shape and have a very Bane-like figure. And just like Bane, I hope your life ends by being shot undramatically by cannons. I mean, why does anyone like you? Or even tolerate you? All of your shticks involve stuff teenagers do with each other. YOLO, roller coasters, high five. More like insert gay thing here to make something gay. And so fat. You're an overgrown teenager. Only I've seen more talent from teenagers spreading their legs in porn to pay for their bastard babies. Marie, you look stunning tonight. I wasn't going to make fun of you until I heard that you're actually singing at... See, I said an ING word. Fuck you, Dutch. Until I heard that you're actually singing at the live event tomorrow. That's great. So we're going to have an obnoxious cunt who should be punched in the face, singing horrible karaoke in front of a soon-to-be dead audience. I didn't realize Live from the Moor can sue us for gimmick infringement. You two have become so obnoxious with your fat shaming and hateful remarks towards people's appearances. I don't know whether to call you Royce and Marie or Ryan and Leah. Oh, shit. Oh. No, but in all seriousness, it's no secret that I am being employed by someone else that actually will pay me on like these schmucks. But in all seriousness, it's been fun. I met you guys back in the Edge days. I love you guys very much. And we've had ups, downs, sideways, whatever you want to call it. It's been an absolute amazing journey, and I love you guys. So thanks a lot, guys.
Everybody! All right. Speaking of people who have eyes on the side of their head and are hard to look at, Dennis is up next. Dennis, by the way, hates it when anyone compliments him. Seriously. Look at me. I just want to let you know that without your hard work and expertise, this station would not exist without you. So anyways, here's Dennis.
Love you, Dennis!
This is going to be painful. Yeah, for everybody. You know, 2 weeks ago, we said that everybody's going to pick one person they really hate to pound on? That's funny stuff, honey. Thank you, Roast Master Dutch. Don't let the fact that Joel's here fool you into believing he gives a shit. He's only here because he mistakenly thinks he's going to get laid. Speaking of getting laid, isn't it ironic that for the last decade, the only nights you can remember are where you're 30 nights in lockup? As you know, or will probably be able to tell shortly, I am not a stand-up comedian or a professional roaster of any kind, so this will be short. Not as short as Mersh's comedy career. Or his marriage. Or laughter after Punchy's jokes. Or Dutch's moments of sobriety. Or Hammy's... never mind. Temper! I meant temper. Fucking actors.
6.5.
The Red Show couldn't make it today, which is a good thing since we wanted the event to succeed without a mass suicide by listeners who would rather put a small rug on the ground and commit seppuku than listen to Perfect Circle Ultralight.
Really
We get it, P-Rock. The only thing Chevelle makes me think of is a shovel I want to hit you over the head with and bury you with.
Wow.
Seeing that you're in Texas and didn't bother to come here, I'll just let the eventual cirrhosis of the liver or AIDS from a tranny do the job for me. Get it, P-Rock? You're a gay alcoholic. Let me give you an example of an average chat room post during the red. Nigger, 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 cunt, nigger, cunt, nigger, nigger, cunt, nigger, squirt pickle juice. You have abused that word so much, even for 60 and 420 wants nothing to do with it. Even JJ's sitting there in his trailer, wiping old mustard stains off his sweaty chest, saying, "It's too much, man, I just want to do my show." Joe. Joe Coletta, everyone.
Oh no.
The only man here who every time he gets gets a date, everybody in the room is going, "Oh no, not again." Joe, how does it feel to know the only people talking about your fat, delicious hog are men? On this station? I've never been to Joe's house, but I watch him on camera every week, and I swear my imagination is running wild because every week I think I'm imagining there's going to be a creak in the door opening upstairs, and I'm going to hear an old woman's voice, "Joey, you want me to bring some fruit punch for your friends?" My Joey, he likes to play radio in the basement and make mean calls to neighbors, but he's really a nice boy. Ash is a nice guy. He traveled here all the way from England, so give a round of applause to Ash. I really couldn't come up with anything mean to write about Ash. I guess Seth MacFarlane was right. We only roast the ones we love. Mitch and Sherry also made a long drive. They drove here from Minnesota, so give them a round of applause too. Mitch and Sherry. Or as the media will soon be referring to them as the second Muhammad and Malvo. Let's hope no one checks under those beautiful tomato plants in your backyard. See what I'm saying? Judge is here tonight. He's the only representative of 360 on 420, which airs every Wednesday and Sunday from 7 p.m. until whenever they realize no one gives a fuck. Now, 360 chose for Judge to be the only one they sent to the live event, which I say is a really good idea. I think in the next MLR event, Hippojuice should be sending Yuki to represent them. Or Ryan. Or Mersh. I'm kidding, of course. Yuki's funnier. And she would show up. Now, I recently found out a little bit of trivia. I found out, anybody here is a Star Wars fan, first of all?
Woo!
I'm sure everybody's a Star Wars fan. Well, it turns out that George Lucas had a lot of problems with Mark Hamill getting him to emote, so he had to hire other people to do some lines for him. For example, that famous scene when Darth Vader is saying, "Luke, I am your father," and Luke goes, "No!" That "no" is actually not Mark Hamill's voice. That was a soundbite recorded by Hammy's chair. That's a long way to travel for a fed joke.
I was going to say, that was so long. I think it's on a journey.
Punchy lost a lot of weight over the past few months with DDP yoga regimen. It's true what they say about universe always staying in balance, however, because whatever weight Punchy lost, Hammy gained. Yeah, old joke. Punchy doesn't partake in recreational drugs. He doesn't even smoke or drink. Remember a couple of years ago when one night he broke down and he had this drunken debauchery, which was radio gold, by the way? Next day, he just went straight right away, and which is a good idea. It's a really smart choice. I just wish he did the same choice with comedy. I swear, every time I go outside, I know where you're playing in a neighborhood because none of the crickets are there because they've all gone to see you. Now, in fairness, I feel like I've earned my right to be mean to Punchy because I am a bona fide only listener of the Nerd Hour.
Oh, no.
One. Woo! But let's focus on the man and the woman of the hour, Royce and Marie. Or as Dutch refers to them, the creepy swingers. That is your line. You said that. Now, Joe posted the other day on Twitter that he was having problem coming out with material because he felt that he liked everybody too much, and I thought to myself, nobody else is going to have that problem. I'm kidding, of course. What I really thought was, Joe writes material.
Best stand-up ever.
Now, I've been a fan of Hippo Juice for a very long time, a bunch of years before MLR. I was quite enthusiastic in contributing in any way. So when they mentioned that they were going to start their own station, my immediate thought was, what a crack of self-involved, egomaniacal, delusional horseshit. But they had a vision. They saw that They saw how many useless, mediocre internet radio stations were out there owned and run by talentless, pretentious hacks. And they were adamant in starting a useless, mediocre internet station on their own. It wasn't that long ago that Royce and Marie got married, and most of us has been to... Yeah. I want to congratulate them one more time and acknowledge that. I congratulate you, Royce, on finding the one girl with low standards whose price of backstage admission is a single glass of red wine. And I want to congratulate you, Marie, on finding a gentleman to be able to afford that price of admission. Else you just have to give it out for free like you always have. It's nice for two people with absolutely no prospect at a normal life find each other so they can... Wow. My eyes are... So they can support and... Wow. Sorry.
Seriously, stop drinking so much, dude.
I'm not drinking.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, God.
Feels so good.
Okay. Yeah.
Start over.
That never ends well. Start over. No. Like fuck that joke.
How awesome we are.
Fuck that joke.
Don't worry. Dutch will pretend to fix it in post.
I get it.
Where was that during your set?
No, but seriously, you know what? I'm just going to give it. I'm giving up on this shit, okay? That's it. I'm done.
Stretch. Stretch. Go longer. You've had to go on for 15 minutes longer than you should have.
Now, seriously, guys, I really do consider you and everybody else here a family, a nice, dysfunctional, hating everybody in every way possible family. And thank you. That's all.
Give it up for Dennis, everybody. That was well done. I put you last on purpose because you showed up late and I thought you would suck, but that was actually very, very funny. All right. Now, to the man and sort of not so much of a man of the inning.
Wait, which is which?
You tell me.
I don't know.
We'll start out with Royce. Royce, we all know that you lost a lot of weight because of the massive bombardment of Facebook photos of you working out that you have subjected us to in the last couple weeks. I haven't seen a more desperate attempt for attention since Kevin started his very successful Fuck Dutch campaign.
Still there?
A little bit. You losing weight is like a barn losing its siding. You're still a barn. As far as Royce being a radio professional, I'm going to read you word for word in my best, not Royce voice, but I'm just going to read you a transcript of one of his most recent shows. It's actually 3 weeks ago, and I can show you the thing. I'll start the sentence with, it says, it's even never if it's like I've it's if you've you're sexting, and I have to repeat this, if you're sexting somebody you've already fucked and stuff, it's upset acceptable. Good career. I had to too. Good career choice. I'm drunk. But either way, good career choice. Everybody give it up for the man of the evening, Royce Lopez.
Yeah. All right. Wow. I feel pretty terrible. You know, I came up here and I'm going to be nice to everybody, you know, because I make fun of you guys on a daily basis. And everyone says, why is Royce so mean? So I want to start with Punchy because he's lost more weight than me now. I'm just a little bit worried that by MLR3, he's going to be slow dancing with Antonio Banderas, and that's really freaking me out. But I do like that now Punchy wears a Kangol hat. He looks like the anti-Sam Jackson, which is great, you know. None of the talent, none of the charisma. But now I'm going to leave 500 Days of Punchy alone and move over to... Move over to my pal Joe Coletta. Now, he forgot to mention this. It's very important because we have a new sponsor. Joe Coletta's set was actually brought to you by Pfizer. Okay? No, but I don't want to diss it too much because Joe is Netflix's best customer. I'm trying to get him on board. So I want to be now. Now, Joe doesn't have, you know, Joe has a lot of problem with ladies, but I think it's a core concept that his idea of a rom-com is Clockwork Orange. So he's kind of, you know, he's losing chicks there. But in all seriousness, Joe's dick has been in more crazy chicks than vodka-soaked tampons. And, of course, my friend Sean, I've known him forever. I mean, it's really hard to make fun of him because God already did that. But when I first met Sean, he was in a dead-end job. No talent, doing nothing with his life, and now he doesn't have that job anymore. But he's working really hard. One more abortion, he gets a free one on his punch card, which is really nice.
Get what you pay for, bro.
Of course, want to thank Dutch. He's been a fantastic, fantastic host. Really, give it up for him. Seriously, he's been fantastic. The last time Dutch was committed to something this long, he had to wake up in the middle of the night and say he wasn't in love with it and leave. So, let me go over to Hammy. He killed on his set, I want to say, which is impressive. Because it didn't come on after us, and he's still half of his material like brains do. So it's not bad. It's really good. I don't want to, you know, and the thing is that I understand, you know, why Punchy is moving on, because he does all this work for a radio station and doesn't get paid. And now he's going to do all this work for a radio station and not get paid. So great career move, bro. You're killing it.
5 years, you still mix us up.
Yeah. Oh, well, sorry. I think of Brainsu as one big talentless thing, so it's hard for me to keep the name straight. But seriously, I want to be easy on Punchy because he might quit. And of course, you know, Mersh isn't here, and I know he tried, and like everything else that he tried, he failed to get here. He told me he would have called, but he ran out of commissary money, so if somebody wants to donate to that, he's out of minutes. He will call in the moment he gets them. We'll add it later. But on the upside, no Mersh here does mean more Anne Frank style updates, which is fantastic. I'm glad that I know the Red Show couldn't make it, which is great. It worked out great that the Red Show didn't make it, because we didn't just receive a cease and desist from the source. We received one from Westboro Baptist Church for the Red Show on, you know, a copyright infringement. So we want to make sure we don't get them mixed up and get sued by them. They take racism really seriously, folks. Really, really seriously. And you know what? I want to say again what Dutch said about Dennis, or what everyone said about Dennis. Without his hard work, Dutch would actually have to work. So it's really, really important that Dennis is here. And man, I wish you could say something mean about Mitch and Sherry, but I mean, they're the biggest power couple I've seen, to Eva Braun and Hitler. And I could only hope it ends the same way. All right, thank you guys.
Hell yeah. All right. For the last bitch of the evening, we have Marie. And as far as Royce and Marie goes, it has recently come to everyone's attention, like you alluded to, that Royce and Marie recently have been dabbling in three ways and swinging, things like that. No new story. I've known these two for a very, very long time, and I really believe the reason why they started adding people to their bedroom was because Marie is the worst fuck of all time. Marie is the fucking what Amanda Berry and the other two Cleveland basement girls are to escaping. 10 years in, and none of you can figure out how to please a sadistic spick. So without further ado, here's Marie Lopez, everybody. Give it up for her.
Oh, boy, has this been fun. All right. Everyone, I am so glad you all are here. You are everyone that matters. No one else. Also, thank you, Dutch, for just trying enough. You know? I love you, man, for volunteering to offer to, you know, do this whole thing, to lead us and be as douche charming as you normally are. Because it's all about you, really. You know? Once again, like I said, just skating by. Mersh obviously couldn't be here today because his investors are still working on it. His mug made it, though, which is good because it's more popular and loved. The other owner didn't make it either. Turns out he didn't trust a hot enough person to RSVP for him. I'll just touch on some of the people that didn't have the confidence to stand up here and roast tonight. Dee, she's new. I get it. But I love her because she has given us more inspiration than pretty much anyone else on the station in the matter of 2 weeks. And she's been hired on full time very quickly because she works. I'm not going to say anything mean about her. Mitch and Sherry, also not going to say anything mean about them because I love them to death. And they need to have their own TV sitcom immediately because I want to see you kill deer, as you said, and put it on your tarp and take it back and drive it to the hotel room and eat it or whatever you guys were able to do. Ashley, I'm just glad that you made it, and I'm tired of hearing about you coming here, so I'm glad this day is finally gone. Derek, thank you for being here. It's the first time I met you, and apparently you look like live-action Cartman. All right, so now to the people that actually roasted. Thank you all for participating in this. This has been a lot of fun. Joe, my parachute buddy. I love you, but the margaritas, it's a little gay for you. Stick to the pills, dude. By the way, biggest index cards ever. I'm really glad that you prepared so hard for this. The 1 hour disappearance and the pill popping really worked well for you. Good job. Just one thing, though. You kind of pussed out with the kiss.
Oh, shit.
What, with you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
No.
Oh, no, save that for tomorrow. I'm just saying right now. You know, with more people.
With more pills.
Sean, you were encouraged to take off your shirt quickly. Thank you for not stopping to flex and to show off that 160 pounds that you can't seem to get above. But you won't share your IQ number. You are the biggest talent, not just in height, but also in comedy. I'm referring to the fourth party. Just every time we give you a mic, you just start quoting Space Weather. So we don't bother. Let's see here. Hammy, I'm not going to do any fat jokes. That's just too obvious. You take on everything, literally. You worked so hard, you made yourself quit. You did so much for us, you had to shut yourself down. I love it. I'm happy for your blooming career, and I hope you grow and grow at Sirius. Don't worry, I'll only change everything you did. Thank you, Butter, for getting kicked off the edge. Dennis, I'm surprised you spoke. I don't want to piss you off because I need you, so I'm skipping. Royce, everyone thinks he's the meanest, and that's absolutely not true. He's actually the most sensitive and just the loudest. I'm the meanest, and I'll prove you. Now I'm going to Punchy. Punchy, you work so hard, and you're the nicest guy here, and also one of the more lovable ones. What I'm trying to say is, without Hammy, you're so fired.
We'll give it up for Marie. All right, thanks for coming, everybody. That was the first annual More Like Radio Roast. Hope you guys all enjoyed it. Next year, well, I guess, you know, is this live right now? Are we live in the air? Send us your, I guess, your suggestions on who we should roast next year. I think it should be Hammy. Even though he'll be gone, bring him back for that. But either way, hey, everybody, give up for yourselves. That was a fun night. We'll see you guys next week. Are we going to be doing like a bonus show or anything like that? Or we might be on the air, but for right now, we'll take a quick break. So, live event tomorrow. Just Jakes, if you're anywhere in the New York or Tri-State area, the podium's falling apart. Come down to Just Jakes in Montclair, New Jersey, tomorrow night from 1 to 4. We have all kinds of giveaways and fun stuff like that. So, hey, get up for yourselves again, guys. That was a fun rush. And lose all you different crews, chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a prison tube like you.